Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Johnny Jett, he's the travel man, visiting close to 100 countries over the years. He's got that great newsletter and the comprehensive website, JohnnyJett.com. John, good morning. How's life
good
out
morning.
There
in, How you doing?
In California today? Are you home today?
I'm home, and we're going to get some rain for the first time in months, so we're excited.
Well, here in Chicago, it's sunny and 85 degrees every day. You ought to come visit us. Let's talk about a new airline coming to Midway Airport. What do you know about, is it pronounced Avelo?
Avelo. I've been on them, actually. I was on their inaugural flight from Burbank, California to Santa Rosa, which is Sonoma County. And it's, it's a low fare carrier. It was great. It was 737s they fly, and they have really low fares, and they don't try and really get you on the baggage like a lot of low fare carriers do, which I like. I think they only charge $10. They could have changed it, and I could be wrong, so you got to double check. So anytime you ever fly any low fare carrier, or actually any airline, you need to read the fine print and make sure they're not going to get you on the extras. And but $69 from Midway to New Haven, Connecticut, which is near where I grew up. And that's only, an hour and a half from New York City or Boston, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So this spring you can go visit the Johnny Jett Museum there in his hometown. And they say they're going to expand service eventually, and more cities will be served from Midway. So that's good news for Chicagoans, isn't it?
You can put money in the bank that they're going to expand to the west coast of Florida and Orlando. I know that I don't know that for a fact, but I'll put my money on it. Again, they've expanded rapidly. I mean, when I was on their flight last April, which is their first one, they were only doing the West Coast. Then they opened up New Haven as a base. So,
mm-hmm. I did a lot of flying over spring break, and I'm glad that they still make you wear the mask in the airport and on the plane, especially when there's somebody sneezing behind you, as was the case with me. And the flight attendants, though, are kind of caught in the middle of this debate, aren't they, John?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like half and half. Some want them on, some don't. It's almost like the general public. I like the masks as well. I think they should keep them on, especially during flu season. That was my biggest pet peeve when I used to travel so much. I can't believe people will actually cough or sneeze without covering their mouth. And I've seen it hundreds of times in airports and airplanes. It's disgusting. And I think it might end on April 18th. If not, it might be extended by a month, but it's coming to an end, I think. I think there's a lot of pressure, political pressure.
With the outbreak of Omicron in China and the UK, yep, and other places, you would think that the airport and the planes, you got to be careful there, because that's how it comes to us here in the United States.
You would think, but all the airlines' CEOs signed a letter last week to the Biden administration asking it to be revoked. It's just one problem with the mask rules that it does, over 70% of all these fights on planes are because of masks, and they want to stop the violence. But I don't know. I like it, but I think it's going to end. And if it doesn't end on April 18th, I think it will end by June 1st.
He's the man behind the very comprehensive travel website, JohnnyJett.com. John has traveled 100,000 miles or so every year. And we mentioned that newsletter, the free newsletter. One of the interesting tidbits you had recently, Johnny, 9 ways to save money on gas. I read that. And you know what I was thinking? Have you heard about driving with the AC on or having it off and how that influences the use of gas?
Definitely. I was going to add it in there because, there's mixed. The EPA actually says that I just was looking at it the other day, that if you roll down the windows on the freeway, it actually takes up more gas than when you have the windows closed with the AC on.
Hmm.
So it depends on which roads you are because of drag. And So they say it's actually could be more fuel efficient that way, which I always thought, you know, turn off the AC. We're going to, you know, running low on gas.
Exactly. Yeah. What is the secret? Is there a secret to getting the exit row on a flight?
You know what the secret is to pay for it right when you book your flight. I mean that's the way to do it, because that is a very coveted seat. I mean, the old days they didn't charge for it, and it was like airline execs realized that we're losing out on money. So now they charge, depending on the flight, you know, they could charge between $30 to over $100 for that seat. But you know what, you can do is you can monitor it. You can look at the seat maps. If it is still open when you get to the, when you check in, try it that way. Sometimes they'll give it to you free. Or when you check in, get to the gate, be very nice to the gate agents. I always bring, you know, two bags of chocolates, one for the gate agents and one for the flight attendants. And you know, if you can't bribe them, but if you're nice to them and they remember you, you know, they'll give it to you. But the chances are that being open by the time you get to the gate are slim to none, because that's a coveted seat. So I think it's worth the money, especially if you're tall or you want a little bit of extra leg room and don't want to feel claustrophobic.
You've come up with zillions of tips over the years, but that's the best one. You just give the gate person or the flight attendant or both a little something. It goes a long way. And if you take off and one of the exit row seats is empty, will they let you move there?
No, depending on the airline, some of them won't, because they say, you know what, you have to pay for it. So I hear mixed. So no, actually, the chances are no, because they want people to pay for it, and also the people who did pay for it, they'll be upset because they're like, why did I pay for it? You know, and
yeah.
This way they get extra room. So no, I think, again, the best thing to do is try and buy it. And you can even ask the gate agent for maybe a discount. Mm-hmm. But listen, we just came back from Hawaii 2 weeks ago, and we brought a bag of chocolates onto the plane. My kids bring it on. And the flight attendants treated us like rock stars. Literally, I mean, I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, they brought us a huge bottle of water, which they were normally charging $3 for a little bottle of water. And, you know, they just appreciate people being nice to them, and you got to do it. You got to be genuine. You just can't be like, here's some chocolates. What
sure.
Do you do for me?
Yeah, but especially these days with all those mashuganas on planes giving the flight attendants such grief, a little goes a long way. This is the time of year when there are a lot of weddings back on again, people flying to destinations. And it's also a time that airlines are canceling routes more than ever. You advise people to plan on going in a day ahead of time, don't you, John?
Definitely. If there's a wedding, important family gathering, a business meeting, or a cruise, you got to go a day or two early, because, again, you know, there could be bad weather, there could be, a flight cancellation or change. And I also tell people to make sure that your contact information is all accurate, that your email, your phone number, and that if they do call or email you, read it, because so many of my readers that are like, they never contacted me that they changed my flight. Well, you know what? They actually did, but you thought it was a sales call or email. Mm-hmm. So always double check on that. But go in early, take the stress off, see the destination, and you'll have a much better trip. And if you can't take that much time off, you know, think about getting a backup ticket on another airline for 3 hours later. And that way, make sure the first one's fully refundable. That way, you can get your money back, or at least put it towards a credit.
Are there going to be any summer vacation deals, or is everything just getting more and more expensive?
It's getting more and more expensive. I mean, they are saying, the airline execs are saying that the demand has never been higher. I was going to go to New York this past week, and I looked at the prices for miles. It was triple the price. And for cash, I was like, forget that. I mean, literally, the prices have gone up in the last 2 weeks by 2 to 3 times in some markets. So if you know where you're going, this is a time to buy. I mean, the airlines are starting to add fuel charges. I hear Iceland Air is going to add one on April 1st. And also, I just wrote a post 2 days ago about Iceland Air is actually canceling their flight from Iceland to Anchorage. And they haven't even told people yet. I just got the inside info. And the reason why is because of the fuel charges for them. Mm. It's costing them too much money. So you might see that in more markets. And you just got to keep on top of your reservations on different carriers. It doesn't matter. Frontier also canceled their flights from Denver to Anchorage as well.
Wow. And where are you going next, Johnny?
You know, I'm going to look for some deals. Actually, right now I'm looking at the flight map right now, and I got to go visit my dad in Connecticut. He's 93, so I hope to be there in the next couple weeks.
That'll be nice. My experience traveling, because I did a lot of it here lately, is that those flight attendants and gate agents do a great job, and I don't know how they keep their calm. Do you?
No, I don't. It's kind of like Chris Rock. It's hard to it's hard to do that job, and that's why I dated a flight attendant for 20 years. That's why I dated her for 4 years. Sorry, and my wife's like, "What's going on here?"
Careful.
you know, that's why I bring the chocolates, because I know how difficult their job is, and now it's more than ever because of the pandemic.
JohnnyJet.com for more. He is the original travel influencer. Get that free newsletter and look for all kinds of information on airlines and hotels and everything else you need at JohnnyJet.com, JohnnyJet. Thank you, John. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you. You too. Take care.